It's the middle of the night, pitch black, deathly quiet. A cold breeze whispers through the long grass. Skeletal trees tremble toward the sky like supplicants of a dark god. The doors are locked and not a living soul dares to wander the street. Children are hiding under their covers and parents sit awake in their armchairs, clutching their shotguns to their chests, awaiting the things that go bump in the night. But the invaders never come. The candles never flicker out. The full moon is never blotted out by a vast winged form. Tonight, nothing stalks the streets and nothing lurks behind the basement door. So where are all the monsters? Why, they're at the M. Crazy Memorial Auditorium, crammed into theater seats, raring with excitement. The stage lights flash on, the curtains sweep open, and two besuited gentlemen take the stage. Ladies and Slendermen, welcome to the first annual Monstie Awards. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Monsties. I see Pennywise is in the audience tonight, taking some time out of his busy schedule. Maybe a Monstie is in the cards for you, pal, but I wouldn't hold your breath. I've heard you only win an award once every 27 years.
Oh, wow. I see a couple beholders in the audience tonight. Something I wish I hadn't beholden at all. I'm just giving you guys guff, fellas. You're looking dripping as ever.
Oh, and there's the Jersey Devil. Hey, a word of advice, Mr. Devil. If you win an award, don't look too closely at it. You might see your reflection. Damn, you're ugly.
Tell me, you are looking lovely as ever. Why, you're practically living proof that looks can kill. Can kill you, that is. I'm gonna get ya! No, just kidding. We all know that you are impossible to get rid of.
Who else is here? The Blob. Wow. All the way from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. The Blob is in the house, folks. Sitting in the back row. Yeah, the whole back row. I'm just pulling your pseudopod, Blob. You look great. You've slimmed down.
Looks like we are blessed tonight with the appearance of Mordred Deschain. Parents can fuck you up. And this guy has like four. Talk about a fucking weirdo. Just kidding, pal. I hope I'm not eating a dead horse here. Ha ha ha. I'm just playing, dude. Calm down.
So bears are here. All bears. Every bear is here tonight. Oh, and the Borg. Wow. Didn't think you guys would make it. Hey, I got a question for you. Before I make a joke, you guys haven't assimilated anyone named Will Smith recently, have you?
Oh, wow. Is that a bunch of evil kids and babies I'm seeing in back? Hey, kids. Here's some homework for you, you little shits. Be normal kids and babies for a change, why don't you? I'm just playing around. It ain't worth growing up if you ain't growing up evil.
All right, one last thing before we get this award show rolling. Excuse me, Hulk? I'm gonna have to ask you not to applaud for anyone.
Monster crazy.
And welcome, everybody, to the Monsties. It's here, the award show that everyone has been waiting for. We are so excited to broadcast this as a part of Monster Crazy, officially the Monsties.
Yeah, the Monsties, 2023, the first annual Monsties, the best Monsties, the best monsters. And we're going to cover every single monster that we've covered in the podcast.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
And it's at the most timely, incredible award show. It comes only 3 days after the first anniversary of Monster Crazy that I'm sure all of you people were keeping track of. All you people sitting in the back row behind the Blob, you're also attending the Monsties, I guess, along with every monster.
you're here also.
Yeah. But I'm one of your illustrious awards show hosts. I'm Golden Cameron.
And I'm one of your other hosts, the only other one, Diamond Kai.
Wow, because the Monstie Awards are made of gold and diamonds.
Yeah,
valuable. They're the most valuable awards of any award show. That's the claim to fame. It doesn't the symbolic value doesn't matter at all. They're not even shaped like any statues or anything like that. They're just really, really valuable materials, and that's why everyone wants to win them.
Yeah, it's just a hunk of pure diamond the size of a gallon of milk, just like coated in gold.
Yeah, so you can't even see the diamond. You just know it's there.
Yeah, But that's not the point. The point is for the egos, the pride of these monsters.
Yeah. So basically, as I'm sure everyone has watched the Monsties before, because this is the first
annual one.
This is the first annual Monsties, but I'm sure everyone watched the 0th annual Monsties. I know I did. But the way it works is we have a lot of awards to give out. I mean, you guys know how an award show works. But unlike other award shows, I don't think we know who wins what yet. So be the hosts will on stage debate in front of all of the nominees who should win the award.
The opening of the envelope is us just talking about it, and all the monsters are waiting with bated breath as we discuss it.
Yeah, and I should also clarify that there are roughly 44 monsters in attendance tonight, but that's also like, you know, some of those 44 are like groups, like for example the kaiju from Pacific Rim. There's a lot more than one of those, so it's actually more than 44. But the idea is everybody who we cover, every monster that we covered this year, in 2022 on Monster Crazy, we sent them an invitation and they all showed up.
Yeah.
They all came to the auditorium and they're all sitting here and they're all wearing suits or dresses or nothing if they're a naked type of monster. And it's so exciting to be here and the energy is intoxicating.
It's they're nauseous fumes everywhere. It's a smelly bunch.
Yeah. And one more thing to say, I guess, before we just leap into it, like the Loveland frog.
Or the guy, Springhill Jack.
Yeah, also probably better, probably more of a leaper than the Loveland Frog. Just stands there for the most part.
He leaps over a guardrail.
That's true. So you know what? Let's just give away first award right now. Best leap goes to Springhill Jack over Loveland Frog. But we don't have enough trophies for that. So. That's just a symbolic win.
Yeah, that's kind of a dummy prize. Sorry, yeah. Spring Heel Jack.
We are Krampus. Fuck it. It's done. Yeah. We're throwing it away.
In the garbage. We didn't want to do that.
Yeah. It's not that we were too busy or too lazy or anything on the spectrum in between those two things. We just said, fuck this. We're doing the Monsties.
Yep. So that's why we're not doing... Sorry, you thought that we were going to do something else, and now we're doing something different from what you thought.
Yeah, sorry, we're doing something better than something worse.
Yeah. That's a good point, Cameron. I'm happy you put it like that. Should we start with the awards?
Yeah, let's get into the awards, I guess. So the first award I'm seeing here that I have listed on my sheet that they gave me, I guess, is the award for Best Roommate.
I'm probably going to go with, I think, just right off the dome, humans might take the cake on that one.
I guess I'm not opposed to that, but you can also have some pretty bad human roommates, too.
Yeah, I guess platypuses is probably my pick.
Platypuses is a good roommate, I guess.
It depends on if every platypus is, or if it's just one platypus.
If you had a platypus... as a roommate, now I know normally if you have a roommate, you're not expected to take care of your roommate. But if you had a platypus as a roommate, would you be expected to? Because I don't know if a platypus could take care of itself in an apartment. So would it be like a thing where I get home from work and I'm like, oh man, if I don't feed my roommate, he might die. So I better do that because I'm not
There's
sure.
A platypus just
that
just
kind
moaning.
Of pressure.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so, but the upside is you get to be a guy who has a platypus as a roommate.
Yeah, I guess I want to know what the distinction is between having a platypus as a roommate and a platypus as a pet, because I'm not sure.
I think that's semantics. I think you get to,
I guess, yeah, you might be right, but I also think that having a platypus as a roommate might just be having a platypus as a pet, but for a very short time because you're not feeding it.
Yeah, it might involve having a dead roommate.
Yeah, but I think you're probably right about platypuses. Although, okay, I feel like if you had Clayface as a roommate, you guys could smoke some serious weed and watch some serious movies together.
I think Clayface might not be the worst roommate ever.
I think if he was like down with you, Yeah. Like, if he wasn't trying, if you're not Batman, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're also a villain or something.
Yeah. I'll give you that one. I think Clayface would be a cool roommate. Because also, you could be like, you could maybe be watching cartoons with Clayface on the couch. And then you could be like, oh man, I want something from the other room, but I don't want to get up. And he could shoot out a clay-like tendril and help you out. Because you guys are kind of friends, I think,
in this situation. Or you could be like, oh man, I'm so hungry, I want a bag of chips. And then he could turn into a bag of chips.
And you could eat some mud.
Yeah.
That's also your friend.
Yeah, eat some of his flesh.
I will say, I think Clayface is actually a decent pick.
Yeah, I'll tell you who my bottom pick is, though, who I think one of my least... Maybe not the absolute bottom, because there's a lot of competition.
There's some bad ones, but...
The one that could realistically be your roommate in real life, maybe a little more than some of the other ones that are bad, is Spring-Heeled Jack. I really don't want to get home to a guy who's going like, jumping around the house.
Just shooting fire out of his mouth. Slapping you in the face 3 times and leaping back.
Yeah. Like, you know, obviously I would not want to have I would not want to have Zarkor or a Sarlacc as a roommate, but like, I think there maybe could be one person in history who had a guy like Spring-Heeled Jack as a roommate. Yeah.
Another one I wouldn't want is the homunculi from Don't Be Afraid in the Dark.
That's basically the movie of those, is that they're bad roommates. They're scary roommates.
Yeah.
They live in the house. Yeah. I think I'm willing to give this to either Platypuses or Clayface. I'm not sure how to decide. I think my vote is Clayface, just because I don't think you can smoke weed with a platypus.
I think my vote goes to Clayface on semantics, in that I think a platypus roommate is sort of a pet.
Yeah.
And I think Clayface is like a guy, and I think Clayface has the capacity to be on good terms with people.
I guess
it depends on which Clayface you're talking about, but like the Harley Quinn show Clayface, he'd be like annoying, but that's a very agreeable guy.
Yeah, I'm visualizing the Batman animated series Clayface.
I was visualizing him too. All right, are you? Do you have your decision?
Yeah, I've locked in my decision.
So to this room full of beautiful monsters, we've decided that the best roommate award goes to Clayface. Give it up, everyone!
Woo!
Woo!
And then Clayface makes a speech, I guess.
Yeah, buh. Yeah. He can talk.
He had to say, I guess. He must be tired.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Clayface. Now we have... do you mind if I read off this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
The next award goes to Most Delicious to Eat.
Okay, this one I'm excited to debate.
Not a lot of these look very good.
Well, okay, I have one to throw out there right off the bat, and he sees me staring at him and licking my lips, and he's sweating insofar as he has the capacity to sweat. And, buddy, after the show, you better watch out, because I'm coming after you with a skewer and a steak knife. Loveland Frog, you are going on my grill.
That's who I was looking at, too. I was looking at Loveland Frog or maybe platypuses again.
Oh, my God. Dude, I would be in the backyard, okay? I'd walk into my house, I'd have the Loveland Frog, I'd have his wand taped over, like how you, like, rubber band a lobster's claws. And I'd pick him up by the ankles, and I'd swing him over my shoulder. And I'd walk out to the backyard, my family would be playing, my kids would be kicking the soccer ball around. And I'm throwing Loveland Frog on the grill, and he goes like... And then I have the grill. I just close the grill cover over him. His little arms and legs are sticking out and shaking around.
Oh my God! Yeah. I think honestly, I don't have any retort. I think that you're right. I think that the Loveland Frog. Well, actually, you know what? The Creature from the Black Lagoon might not be too bad.
Oh,
he'd be fishy.
Sashimi.
But, yeah. Oh, yum. Yum, 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 yum.
I really want some slimy sashimi.
I think the Loveland Frog is probably, looking at this, I think Loveland Frog, well,
Okay. I don't know. I'm ready to go deep. I mean, this is probably the what I could. I feel like I could do a whole episode about just imagining eating all of these guys. Yeah, so, maybe we will have to do that at some point. But so, like, imagine spreading the blob on a slice of toast.
I think that would be bad news.
Yeah, maybe. Snallygaster, though, yeah.
Well, yeah, because Snallygaster is like a giant bird that also has tentacles, so you kind of have like surf and turf a little bit going on there.
Dude,
right off the bat.
Yeah. You could fry them, and you could have fried chicken and calamari at the same time. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's a good idea. I'm also imagining, I think that eating a sandworm... There's got to be like some kind of one really delicious morsel in there somewhere.
Yeah. Because
otherwise it wouldn't be so well protected. You know what I mean? It's like pufferfish.
That's a good point.
But I can't imagine what it would be.
I can't either. I'm going to give that one a maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I would not eat the Hulk.
No.
I would not eat a scarecrow either.
If I didn't like bears so much, I would try it, but I don't think I would be able to stomach eating any part of a bear, to be honest.
Yeah, I wonder what that would... Yeah.
I would feel like bad. I don't think I could eat
I have
bear.
Another good one to eat.
What?
I would... Dude, okay, so... I have like a long day ahead of me. I'm about to have to go to work, right? I'm like, damn, I gotta work a 12-hour shift today. This fucking sucks. Like, I'm gonna get home and be so tired. I'm not gonna have any energy to make dinner, so I gotta do some like meal prep. And I'm like, well, you know, I guess I'll just make something in the slow cooker, right? I'll just leave something kind of simmering all day. Maybe that'll be good. So I'm throwing in some, like, you know, some stock. I'm throwing in some veggies, and then I open my freezer. I have the perfect thing that's gonna be so delicious when I get home from work. I open the lid of the slow cooker and I throw in Belial from Basket Case. I cook them on low for 12 hours while I'm at work.
Just turn him into fucking pork.
I come back, he's falling off the bone, dude.
Yum. I have another one that's... Okay, it's not maybe most delicious, but maybe it could be a fun way to eat if you're feeling kind of feral. But, you know... The homunculi from Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, not the 70s one, but the more recent one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could just run around in the basement with them and just, like, grab them and just...
hungry, hungry hippos.
just be, you know, really,
like popcorn,
really turn the...
dude.
Yeah, turn the tables on them.
Yeah, that would be really great.
The Killer Clowns from Outer Space, I wouldn't be surprised if it was, like, they were delightfully sweet, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. I bet that they might be a little too sweet. It might be the kind of thing where I'm like, okay, I want to have a delicious cannibalistic burger that's dripping red with bloody clown meat, and then I take a bite and it tastes like, you know, like cotton candy. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't want this. Blah!
Yeah.
I hate sweet foods. but I feel like I'm giving it to Loveland Frog, I think. I think that's the obvious pick.
There's one other one. Well, not one specific one, but a lot of the kaiju from Pacific Rim looked like they could be cookable.
Oh yeah, I feel like they use parts of their body as like medicine and shit. I can't remember if they eat it or not. I don't think they do eat it, but
I really quickly want to look at the picture of. There's like one that's kind of squid-like or something. Well, I don't know. They actually don't look that yummy.
I think they just have like blue meat and blue blood and stuff. That's kind of what would get me, I think.
Oh, man, they do look really fucking cool. That movie was sick.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, I think, I mean, Loveland Frog, get up here, buddy, and then...
Yeah, come on up, Loveland Frog. Come and just walk towards us. Then face the audience. We'll be standing right behind you. No, this isn't a burlap sack. This is your shirt. This is your special award shirt. Now give your speech. Okay.
Yeah, we have the He'll be getting home safe, everyone. We're not curious about the why he got that award, and don't worry about the fact that we didn't give him a trophy.
Yeah. Here comes his personal aide to help him off stage. Don't worry about why he's wearing a chef hat and a chef's outfit. That's his social worker.
Perfect. Okay. Well, there we go. Most delicious to eat. Thank you, Loveland Frog. You would be delicious if one were to eat you.
All right. Next up is would win in a fight. And we kind of already posed this to the Discord. And I think we've narrowed it down to two options. And this one is another one that could go on forever. But I feel like I'm ready to just pare it down and just get to the 1v1 that I think is pretty obvious.
Could we do a 1v1v1? Because there was one other one that was towards the end of the conversation that I think is worth mentioning, maybe.
Sure. I didn't see that one, but the 1v1 that I was mentioning is the Hulk versus Tomie.
And then there was one more that I thought of putting in here, where someone in the Discord thought of it, and then I was like, no, they get owned. And then I kind of thought about it more, and people made more arguments for it, and I was like, okay, actually, maybe they don't get owned. Pennywise, I think. I don't think Tomie could assimilate Pennywise, and I'm not sure that the Hulk could, like... I don't really think that anything can kill Pennywise. You can make him go to sleep, but, like...
Yeah, I think it comes down to... I guess Penny... Yeah, so I think the Hulk has also definitely fought things that show him his worst fear before. I think he even does that in World War Hulk, and it doesn't... Like... There's some really lame moment where there's a guy whose power it is to turn into like your worst fear or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he starts fighting the Hulk and he's like, what's going on? Why can't I change? Like, why can't I change form? And then it's like, oh, the Hulk isn't afraid of anything. It's like, oh, cool. Great.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, it is. I think it is the thing where it's like, oh, these are three characters that are literally written to be undefeatable. So it's hard to say. But I think the Hulk versus Tomie matchup is so interesting because the Hulk is like immune to the Hulk is immune to mental to mind control stuff, and so but he definitely is not his whole thing is he's super emotional. So I love the question of like, oh, is he does that mean he's gonna fall in love with Tomie because he's so emotional, or is he not because he's immune to mind control? Like, what is the nature of her power?
I was curious. Like, I wonder if there's something about Tomie's essence that makes people be like that, or if it's a mind control. I feel like in that strip, it was unclear if she just happened to be so beautiful that it drove people to do that, or if it was an active effect.
Yeah, 100%. It's also interesting. Immortal Hulk specifically, it does some very Tomie-esque stuff with the body horror regeneration shit. I never really it's funny, I never considered them being similar until I asked the who would win from everybody question. And I was like, oh, I guess they are kind of do the same thing. But I'm not sure that you can really, I would love for Tomie to be able to win because I think it's lame for the Hulk to win. Yeah. But I feel like they're an eternal stalemate.
I think they might be unless Hulk... So here's something. You can kill a Tomie by burning her, but what if Hulk, when there's just one Tomie, if Hulk just threw her into the sun?
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it would just be over right there.
Definitely. Or, I mean, that's also the type of shit that Hulk would do, unfortunately.
Yeah, he would just fling her into the sun. But the thing is I could also, the way that I viewed Tomie is that just almost as a narrative thing, she oh man, sorry, I need to stop fucking around with this screw that's on my desk. as a narrative thing, she just wills herself back into the universe, and they kind of had written out rules of how powerful that was, but then she broke those rules when she was burned and came back anyway. I feel like she could, I think that if Hulk threw her into the sun, Tomie might just be able to turn
into
the sun.
Dude, she might,
or something.
Yeah, she might fucking become the sun, and oh my god.
I could
see that. Her face is on everyone can see her. Everyone goes completely insane because they see her face all day. They can't stop staring at the sun and they all go blind. That is such a good idea for a Tomie story.
I could see, that's what I'm saying, where I feel like Tomie, the universe is trying to push Tomie back in. So yeah. It's like not even like there. You can't even like write the rules of how invincible she is because she's just like,
yeah.
There will be Tomie.
And I think Hulk is the same way too. To be honest,
but I just think he's more lame.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Tomie should win, but in good faith, I have to call it a tie.
Okay.
For me.
I actually think I agree with that, but I think it's a damn shame.
Think it's a shame.
Maybe we can give Hulk a slightly smaller prize.
Yeah, well maybe, you know, maybe I'm afraid of Hulk being angry at me now that I think about it.
That would suck. I would hate for Hulk to be angry.
I would really hate if Hulk got really mad right now.
Yeah. Okay. Hulk, you're the big winner.
Yeah, okay.
And also Tomie.
Yeah. Well, Hulk, you're the winner. Here, take your trophy and then leave.
Yeah. Go have fun with your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he did. He took it and he just like walked through the wall, leaving an exactly Hulk-shaped hole in the wall, and he's gone now. Tomie, you're the actual real winner because we think you're cooler. Because
you're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful, Tomie, that we just want to give you this award.
Yeah. Okay. And Tomie is going to give her speech now. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Tomie. I wonder why everyone's giving such short speeches today.
I don't know.
Must be worn out from a long year, I guess. A long year of monstering.
Most easily defeated.
Yeah, the next one, this is the inverse of the last award, which everyone knows they do that at award shows. They give out an award, and then they give out the opposite award. But yeah, the most easily defeated. What are we thinking here?
I think probably Mordred Deschain.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Just canonic. I don't think actually. Like, I think I would lose in a fight to Mordred Deschain probably, but like, we're just imagining, you know, I mean, canonically how he died is he got food poisoning.
Yeah, he did. He did die really easily.
He died from food poisoning and then fighting a raccoon.
Yeah, yeah. I think that Except, there's definitely stuff that he could kill. I feel like, but
well, he could. He probably could kill us. I mean, he killed an ancient sorcerer by mind controlling him to pull his eyes out. That was just a silly answer because he died like a bitch at the end. But like. It's probably not Mordred Deschain.
Platypuses.
I think it's probably platypuses. I hate to say it.
Or if we count real life mosquitoes.
Real life mosquitoes are pretty easy to defeat, I guess.
Yeah, but that's technically not one of them. But that would be the answer, I feel like.
The ticks from Ticks were like the size of like baseballs. I feel like you could just step on them.
Yeah, well, they had to use fire, right? They blew him up.
Well, they had
fire.
To use fire. That's for, like, the big one. I think it's... This one, I think, pretty easily just goes to platypuses, unfortunately.
Yeah, but platypuses have poison. So don't forget about that. Or venom, I mean. Sorry. Venom. Well, the homunculi... The homunculi, too, they can really... They can be maybe killed even easy. Like, one... One homunculus is losing to one platypus.
I think you're right.
I'd love to see that battle.
That'd be a really, really pathetic battle. I feel like, would you rather fight one homunculus or one platypus?
I'd definitely rather fight one homunculus, I think.
Yeah, me too, because I think either way I'm going to win, but I won't mind winning against the homunculus, and I don't want to kill
I feel like I'd find a way to be like, okay, I'm going to kill this platypus, and I'm going to stomp on it, and then just step directly on the venom spur and, like, become paralyzed with pain.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see. I think it's probably a single homunculus from the newer Don't Be Afraid of the Dark or a platypus. Okay. Most easily defeated. If we're talking about us easily defeating them, I guess, I think it would be easier to defeat a homunculus than a platypus because I think the reality of looking at a platypus and having to stomp it out of existence, like,
that's good point.
I don't think I could easily do that. Yeah. But if I saw.
The homunculus is a human bug.
If I saw a human bug going, I'm gonna get you, crawling at me, I would have no problem fucking like taking a meat tenderizer.
That is a really good point. Okay, I'm ready to give it to homunculus. All right, come on up here, one homunculus. All right, here, take the trophy.
Dunk.
All right.
Oh, it looks like you didn't want to make a speech. That's too bad.
No. All right. Oh, it looks like I'm going to roll his trophy off of the stage. And it looks like he is two-dimensionally pasted to the trophy.
All right. The next award we're giving out is Life of the Party. Who do you want to party with? Look out into this audience.
Okay, I'm looking.
Not the Borg. That's
no,
easy.
No, they're out.
Dude, can you imagine? You're having a party at your apartment, and like you have like six or seven friends. It's like a really small party, and your friend is like, "Oh, I'm gonna see if my friends want to come through," and you're like, "Yeah, sure." And a Borg cube pulls up outside your house, and 1,000 Borg drones walk into your house
and start getting into your stuff.
Yeah, they're
just like, they're opening cabinets and looking around.
Yeah, they're taking all your books and like scanning them and like turning on your TV and flipping through all the channels.
That would suck.
Yeah,
I think I'm not sure if it's my answer yet, but a huge contendant, no pun intended, is Hill Giants right now for me.
Oh, that is a really good answer. I think you're right, but I think you're right as long as the party isn't at your house.
Yeah, well, life of the. I mean, I think a Hill Giant party at their house.
Oh my god, dude!
That sounds pretty fun.
I'm scrolling through the list. I think that for me, that's locked in. I feel like anyone else is really beating Hill Giants.
No, like the next up, I think is maybe like Clayface. I guess no. I mean, it's got to be Hill Giants for me.
It's Hill Giants for sure.
All right. Well.
All right, come on up here, Hill Giants.
Come on, you big lugs. Here's your prize.
What do you have to say?
We like beer. We like beer. We like beer.
Okay, great. All right, what's the next award we have here?
Most likely to become president.
Okay, so this one, you know, right now I would say a lot of the people, a lot of the monsters in the audience tonight are actually equally likely to become president because of how close they are sitting to Zarkor. And how easily they could reach over and kill Zarkor and become president.
And a lot of them, I think, are probably capable of defeating Zarkor, which is all it takes. But we're talking about the non-Zarkor route to presidency.
Yeah, the normal route.
I think with the normal route, my top pick so far is humans.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's such a lame. I'm excluding humans. All of us are here, I guess. Yeah. Every human. We're not going to get that one.
I wonder if, I guess Tomie is kind of like also a kind of boring answer.
I think Tomie or Clayface. Clayface is a shapeshifter.
I mean,
and an actor.
But I would love, you know, to have maybe a Mosquito Man president.
Yeah, I think that he could represent my needs for blood very well.
Or a Hobgoblin president. I think there are some really fun. I think there, because here, listen. Nobody expected a fucking monster like Donald Trump to become president. Okay.
All right.
So who's to say that we couldn't have, say, a Phyrexian president in the next few in the next few elections, right?
Or an evil baby president.
And hey, we basically already got one. I hate to say it.
Meep.
Yeah.
Or a Sarlacc president.
Yeah. I guess maybe a better question than most likely to become president is which one would you really want to be president? The suckling?
The suckling's pretty good. I think Sibozu president would be pretty good. Just a giant weepy thing.
And also Spring-Heeled Jacked. Yeah, he's meeting world leaders at the UN and he's shaking their hand to go and disappearing in a puff of smoke.
Wearing a skin tight devil outfit. You know what? I think that the president that I want to see most is probably Spring-Heeled Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Springheel Jack is maybe the funniest.
Did we already give... Oh, yeah, we gave him Best Leap, but that wasn't
that's okay.
A real
you can
one.
Win multiple awards.
Yeah,
you can clean
that's
up.
True. That's true.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything funnier than Springheel Jack, really.
I don't think so either. I'm ready to pull the trigger on Springheel Jack being
yeah,
funny
let's do
as
it.
Best
Springheel
resident.
Jack, get up here. Hop on up here if you get my meaning. And
do you? Here's your award. Do you have anything to say, Springheel Jack?
Well, he exploded.
Wow, he's
oh, wait, I thought he
awards.
Exploded, but he's just back in his seat.
Yeah, he's looking around really smugly right now. He's like smirking at the Borg next to him.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool.
What's the next award here?
Best couple.
Okay, so this one is where we get to play matchmaker, and we get to pick two.
I have a power couple right off the bat that harkens to earlier in who would win in a fight, but the Hulk and Tomie.
That's true. Yeah, last beings alive.
Yeah.
You know, that could really, that could be something. You know, I don't know.
It could really be something.
They could really get somewhere. They could maybe even could get married.
I have another one. It's humans and the Borg.
That is a really good one. I'm liking giving the ones that are the worst ones. I have the absolute bottom of the barrel worst one that is the most horrible couple you could imagine. That's evil kids and babies and Springheel Jack. That guy should not be allowed around babies.
No, he shouldn't. Even if they're evil. Yeah. Oh man. What about Belial and the Suckling, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That is a good one. I feel like there's some really good matchups here that we can make. I feel like we could I feel like I could imagine the Jersey Devil hanging out with the Loveland Frog, and they would kind of be like a bad boy and like kind of like soft, shy guy couple.
Yeah, I could see that. That would actually be very nice.
Yeah, and the like Jersey Devil would be trying to get the Loveland Frog to come out of his shell, and he'd be like, "No, I don't want to. I want to stay at home and play with my wand."
But also, I think that the Loveland Frog would be kind of good for the Jersey Devil, and like kind of, you know, sort of some sour cream to tame the heat of the salsa a little bit. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not sustainable to live like the Jersey Devil, screaming in the woods and like,
yeah.
You know.
I think Kra is primed to be matched up with someone. I'm not really sure who. I guess maybe Kra and one of the kaiju from Pacific Rim could really hit it off.
There's kind of a size thing. It would need to be another really big one.
It could be funny if it was a really small one, though.
Kra and Belial.
Kra and one of the homunculi.
Yeah, wow. That'd be like marrying a period in 12-point font on your computer.
I think also Mosquito Man and Belial could get along, too.
What about Mosquito Man and the Queen Tick from Ticks?
Oh, that's a really good call, actually. I think that's because they're both bloodsuckers, too.
Yeah, they are. And they can fall in love. And they'd have really, really, really fucked up babies.
Yeah, they would.
That would be honestly kind of sick. I would like to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that matchup. What are we landing on here? I don't know. This is tough. There's a lot of options.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think I like the Mosquito Man and the Queen Tick from Ticks.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with that, I think.
What about Kra and Cebozu? Kind of like a sad boy and like a man on a mission.
Yeah, that is a good matchup, too. Man, there's so much. Yeah. I wonder who who's Gabriel's match.
Maybe I think Gabriel and Mordred could have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. They're both very evil.
Yeah, and also both very like spurned, you know.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one is the Mosquito Man and the Queen Tick.
Yeah, get on up here, you love bugs. Come here.
You blood-sucking parasites.
Yeah, we're putting you on the Jumbotron. You better kiss now. Kiss Cam.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be a horrible kiss.
Oh,
my God.
I'm seeing
it
right now. Wow. I think it's kind of hot.
Oh,
did I
wow.
just say that on mic? Oh, God.
That's making Cameron want to fuck.
Okay, but now you guys, now I'm going to hold the mic up to you guys so you make a speech, but I can see you're not stopping kissing, so let's see what sound it makes.
Okay, that was a gross speech.
Yeah, nasty.
All right.
Next award up. Here, we got most likely to become a millionaire. What are we thinking?
I'm taking a look.
Slender Man. He's got all those tie-ins, dude. He's probably getting the residuals.
Probably.
He's in so many TV shows and movies and blog posts.
I don't think he's collecting on that, though. He's not that kind of guy.
He could, though. I feel like if he wanted to, he could be making bank, maybe.
I feel like beholders have like a real grind set.
Yeah, I think you're right. They're probably, because they're probably also just like killing adventurers all the time and taking their gold and magical items.
While also plotting ahead. I'm sure there's, you know how beholders just create like infinite other types of beholders? I'm sure there's a finance beholder.
Okay, that's crazy you say that, because I can see the finance beholder in the audience right here.
Oh my gosh, he's wearing a suit.
All of his eyes have dollar signs on them, and he's wearing he's wearing a suit.
Wow. Finance beholder, you look incredible.
Yeah, you know what? Get on up here, finance beholder. It's hard to keep this award away from you, because I see you're pulling it towards you with the tractor beam.
Yeah. What? Do you have a speech, finance beholder?
The award is mine. The award is mine. The award is mine. The award is mine. The award is mine.
Wow. That was the longest speech yet, and I feel like it was beamed into my head and didn't even exist in sound waves at all.
But if there's one thing we can agree on, the award is his.
Absolutely. All right, what's our next award here?
Best dancer. Gabriel's high up for me.
Yeah. Oh, damn. That's a really good pick. Yeah, Gabriel. Wow. That you,
because he can
for
move.
Sure. Oh my god. Wow. You that I wasn't even like I hadn't even finished scrolling through the list and that like, yeah. Wow.
The crawlers from The Descent wouldn't be bad, but I still think. Oh, and Spring-Heeled Jack again.
Dude, the Borg doing the robot. They're all doing the robot in exact lockstep. It's like 1,000 of them doing exactly the same moves.
That could be pretty fucking good.
Hagfish tying itself in a knot is a pretty good move too, but it's kind of one note.
Yeah, it is a little.
Man, Gabriel might be the pick though. That's you really sniped that.
Yeah, that one was kind of a snipe. Gabriel would be an incredible dancer.
Yeah. oh my god, I wish that they need to they just need to make Gabriel do that. They need to make an extended cut of the movie where Gabriel dances.
I hate to cut this one short, and I hate it that it's my own pick, but I feel like, I don't know, I think that one was a snipe.
Yeah. All right, Gabriel, come on up here. No, Gabriel, the stage is this way. You're walking. I see. I was confused for a second.
Me too.
Yeah.
He's facing the wrong way. Just flipped on up here.
Yeah.
Do you have a speech, Gabriel? No, I guess he doesn't. All right. What's the next one?
What is
best
the next
fashion?
One? Best fashion. Okay, Pennywise and the Killer Clowns, which I can't believe we didn't say as a couple. I'm just realizing.
I don't think they actually have that much in common, because Pennywise.
They would be an incredible polycule, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All the Killer Clowns just surfing Pennywise. but those are both front runners for fashion, I feel like, right off the bat. Clown clothes, you can't get much more fashionable than that. Spring-Heeled Jack too, I guess, actually.
Actually, Spring-Heeled Jack is I like Spring-Heeled Jack for that. I guess maybe Slenderman. Actually, not Slenderman, because all he does
Slenderman
is wear a
is
suit.
pretty bad
he's,
fashion
he's
I think.
Stuffy.
Yeah. Does anyone else even wear clothes? Humans.
Scarecrows are kind of fashion.
I think it's between Pennywise, Killer Clowns, and Spring-Heeled Jack. I don't think anyone else wears interesting enough clothes, because we're not giving it to the Hulk. He wears clothes too, but that's just shorts.
I think my vote for this goes to the Killer Clowns.
Yeah.
But yeah, Spring-Heeled Jack is very close behind.
He's ostentatious.
Pennywise has swag, but honestly, Pennywise is, you know, he's a changeling. It's a little, I don't know.
It's cheating, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I feel like we can give it to Killer Clowns and maybe have an honorable mention for Spring-Heeled Jack because he deserves something.
Spring-Heeled Jack has flair.
Yeah, he deserves a little something-something.
Okay, yeah, I'm willing to do that. Oh, well, right. They're coming out of one seat, but they just keep coming. That's crazy. It's like watching a Xerox machine out of clowns.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they are dressed up tonight. Oh my God. I cannot wait to see the red carpet photos that come out because, geez Louise, you guys look classy.
Yeah, they look great. I would let them kiss my girlfriend.
And then, Spring-Heeled Jack just did the exact same trick again and thought we would fall for it again, but we all knew you were going back to your seat, Spring-Heeled Jack. It's not going to work again. It was a nice try, though.
He looks really, really disconcerted. He looks upset.
All right, next one. Next one is coolest car. So this one's kind of a theater of the mind thing because I think very few of these monsters have cars, but I want to imagine what cars these monsters would have and which one would have the coolest car.
Okay, well, Killer Clowns do have a car and it's sick.
And it's very cool, yeah.
But they might be some of the only monsters here with a car.
Yeah, I guess they might. If I hadn't specified this was an imaginary question, they would just win by default, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think you're right. I'm not sure anyone else has a car.
I gotta say, I think Mosquito Man might have a really sick car.
Dude, I bet he would. Or like Zarkor's car, like a giant car that's like the size of a city.
Actually, you know what? Hagfish did have a car in 2007.
That's true.
It was not a very cool car, though. It crashed and exploded them everywhere.
Dude, I bet Spring-Heeled Jack would drive one of those bicycles that has the really big front wheel.
Yeah, totally. And the horn, like it's one of those like horns with like a brass, like, you know,
trumpet-shaped
thing, but it spits fire out.
Ooh, that's good.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, I'm imagining essentially just like an aquatic Batmobile.
Oh, that would be cool. He should have a little... Well, You should have like a car that's like, you know, that you remember those, you know, those cars that like go underwater that you can like drive into water and they have like a dome or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He has that, but for going on land. So it's like filled with water and he like drives it up out of the water. You're on the beach and you just see like a car with him in it just pulling up onto the beach and driving into town.
I'm trying to sculpt in my head what the Scarecrow's car would look like, but I think it would be very sick.
Damn, it's made out of straw and wood.
I think there's like sticks and like rags, but it's like hardly even a car. It's like a...
Oh, I really like that. It's like a Flintstones type car almost.
Yeah.
I think that might be my favorite so far.
It's a good one, I think. What would a sandworm's car look like?
I think that they would have like the equivalent of like roller skates. Like they would just have wheels on the bottom of them.
Yeah. Okay. True. What about what would a bear's? I think bears just drive a Prius.
Yeah.
They just drive a car that's too small. That's a normal car.
Yeah. Yeah. Drummond would have to have some kind of car that is modified so that his giant club hand is usable to.
Drummond might actually, I didn't like Drummond very much, but he might have a pretty sick whip.
Yeah.
I think Drummond would have like, you know, kind of like a demonic apocalyptic looking like deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I will say in any kind of cool car thing, anything that looks like Mad Maxi or apocalyptic, like gets an additional 5 points from me.
Yeah. I think I'm still going with Scarecrow because I'm imagining a Mad Max car, but instead of being like, you know, diesel punk or whatever, it's like sticks.
It just doesn't make noise when it moves around.
Oh, it clatters.
Yeah.
It clatters and rustles.
I like the Scarecrow car a lot.
Yeah. I want to call Scarecrows up here.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie.
They're shambling up onto the stage. Do you guys have anything to say? Oh, it's just the sound of the wind blowing.
That's all really right. Spooky. I don't like that.
Yeah. All right.
You guys, get off the stage now.
Yeah. Leave. Okay. Let's see.
What do we want to go to here?
Best shoulder to cry on.
All right. Best shoulder to cry on. Loveland Frog is my first thought.
platypuses isn't bad.
Yeah. Platypuses don't really have a shoulder, I guess. So,
bears have a really big, soft shoulder.
Yeah, that is a big, soft shoulder. Jeez. Yeah.
I like bears. But
I'm going with bears. That's like basically a dog.
Yeah.
That's basically cuddling with a dog while you cry.
I think we explicitly specified that they're very much so not like a big dog in our episode, but that is basically like a big dog. Get
it's
up here, bears.
Basically a big dog. All right. Thanks, bears. Get out of here. I don't want to hear your speech. You're just going to growl or roar. It's going to be boring. Whatever.
Okay. Best smile.
Best smile. So, Tomie, Pennywise, those are the first two I'm like, okay, that's a Mew. Spring-Heeled Jack, I really don't like his smile.
No, I don't either.
He won't stop smiling at me from the audience. Yeah.
He's smiling like he just farted and everyone else can smell it.
Yeah.
The Borg, I don't think, have a great smile.
I don't think they even can smile, can they?
No.
Scarecrows might have a cool smile depending on the scarecrow. Clayface has an okay smile, but it's kind of ugly. It's kind of like brush your teeth, you know?
I think Pennywise or Tomie are like very top of the line for this one.
Yeah. I'm willing to... Did we give Pennywise anything yet?
No.
I don't think so. Let's give it to Pennywise, because Tomie, baby, I could give you every award.
Wow, that was cool. Get up here, Pennywise. You have a beautiful, a horrifying smile.
Yeah, and your funny eyes going opposite directions make me laugh.
Pop, 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 pop. Oh, that was
he's making popcorn for the awards.
Thanks, Pennywise.
Okay. All right, next up is scariest. I mean, the obvious answer is Pennywise because he's every scary thing, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe the better question is like, what is scariest personally to you? I guess, right?
I don't know. I feel like I think Pennywise being the ultimate fear monster is disqualified from this one.
Yeah, it could be. I'm trying to think. What scares me the most?
Out of these guys?
What scares me the most out of these guys? I feel like... I think the crawlers from The Descent I find pretty scary. Those are pretty upsetting to me.
I think scarecrows get me pretty good. I really like scarecrows, and I think they're cool, but scarecrows freak me out.
Yeah. Some evil kids and babies really get me, too.
Yeah.
So, like, fetus monsters...
Yeah.
Can really get me some. I think...
Humans. Wow.
Humans are fucking scary.
Isn't that really interesting of me to say?
Yeah, that is really fascinating that you just said that. I think
we're going to have two awards for this one.
Yeah, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually fucking fine. Whatever.
Yeah, also see Bozu. Who... I'm just kidding.
No. You know, I gotta go with... Also, I think Slenderman, back in the day, like, if we're talking most scares accrued over lifetime, Slenderman is up there for me. I'm definitely not very scared of him anymore, but I found him so scary back in the day. So I might have to give him a lifetime achievement award for that, for putting in the work against 14-year-old me.
I think I'm actually going to mimic that because Slenderman freaked me the fuck out too when I first started discovering him.
Yeah, I think if I were to do ones that scare me currently, I think evil kids and babies or the crawlers, I think, are probably the scariest to me. But yeah, again, over a long period of time, I'll give it to Slenderman. I think I really was terrified of that freak for a while. So, Slenderman, get on up here. Oh, he's not here. Whoa! He's right behind us. That was scary. He was already up here.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all. You really are the scariest one. And I'm assuming you don't have a speech. Oh, he nodded. Oh, he gave me a thumbs up. That's really nice of him.
Wow.
At least he's not so scary after all.
Oh, wow. There's something being beamed into my head. He says he's happy to be here.
All right.
Well, cool. Thanks.
Next
okay,
up.
Okay, who's the
got?
most evil?
Most evil. Most evil. Huh.
I think
It's definitely Pennywise. Tomie sometimes seems like she's being evil on purpose and sometimes doesn't. Evil kids and babies have evil in their name.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I think Pennywise is like pretty much pure evil, though.
I think he's like the most evil character that
definitely.
There is.
He like encompasses a lot of different types of evil too.
Yeah, he's like racist. Like I feel like the other evil things here aren't like.
Yeah, he's
racist.
Like very hatefully evil. He's like evil in a lot of ways. Mordred is also pretty evil, but he's kind of like written as like he is the Antichrist or whatever. So it's kind of not fair.
Well, also Mordred's pretty evil, but also Mordred has like conflicted emotions about like
his father and stuff.
His father and belonging, and like for a second thinks that he like might be able to like switch sides. And I don't think Pennywise has for a second questioned which side he was.
Yeah, I think it's Pennywise for sure.
Yeah.
Pennywise, don't even bother coming up here. We're gonna throw the award to you.
Yeah, we don't
want to
get.
Yeah,
we don't want to get near you.
Yeah, I don't like you. All right, next award is least evil.
Probably the Hulk.
The Hulk can be pretty evil, though.
Okay.
The Hulk has been evil a lot of times.
Platypuses are not evil.
Yeah, I think most of the I think the animals are a shoe. Do we want to just give this to every animal?
I think we can just... I think, honestly, looking at this list, we can just safely give this to the animals.
Yeah, so this is going to platypuses,
bears.
Hagfish, and bears.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
You guys are the most true neutral that there can be.
Yeah, and I want you guys. Here's the award, and then I want you guys to walk into this cage here, and don't mind the shipping label on it that says zoo.
And
don't mind
the hagfish, this aquarium that says Korea.
Yep. Don't mind this mailman who's walking in right now and saying, I can't ship a package that just says zoo, and don't mind me slipping him $500 and saying, just make it happen. Just don't mind any of that stuff.
And it looks like they're not.
It looks like they're not minding it at all because they're animals and they don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We're closing in on the end here. Only got a few awards left to give out.
Yep.
So what's this next one here?
Worst monster.
Okay, so this is like our least favorite that we've covered this year, right?
So I guess, does that mean the one that we like the least or like they suck the most?
I don't know. You were the one who suggested this category, so you have to answer that.
Okay, I think it's the one that we liked the least, because the one after that is a surprise, but it's the inverse. Thought Eaters suck dick.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. I'm trying to remember. I feel like this is a thing where, like, I wish I had kept track of what I had rated all of these, because I'm gonna realize that I was wrong. I'm misremembering or something. But I feel like I really hated the new homunculi. I really didn't like them.
I thought that they sucked too, but I liked them in the movie as really really fun to splatter things, because they got fucking pwned a good amount, and it was like fun to watch that. And like, I think a really really bad monster is one that you don't even like. You don't like to see it win, and you don't like to see it lose. Like, you just hate
it. That's a good point. That you're probably right about Thought Eaters. You know what? I have another. I have kind of a subcategory. Most disappointing was the Kathoga. Had the most potential with all the effects and the work that went into it, and just kind of fell a little flat. So that's my vote for most for most wasted potential. And then I guess the worst monster is either the Thought Eaters or the new homunculi.
Let's have just an umbrella award that you guys can bicker over. That's just called like the 2022's losers.
If anyone in the Discord, I said again, but we didn't say this at all. If anyone in the Discord wants to weigh in on any of this stuff, please do.
It won't affect anything,
but please do.
Drummond in the back row sweating and trying to inch his way out, but...
Yeah. I think Drummond is like tier two bad. Like, he's like...
He's bad,
but he's not in the very bottom tier of bad.
No, he's not. He's very close, though. You're riding on thin fucking ice, man.
He's maybe second most wasted potential for me, where there's a lot of elements I like in there that don't come together.
Sure. Well, okay, so Kathoga and Thought Eaters and the new homunculi get up here and accept a sack of shit.
Yep, and then stand right over this this trapdoor-shaped square.
Yep, and then you
it's
can
just
hear
a square. I don't know why I said trapdoor-shaped square.
Yeah, it's a normal square.
Kai, could you pull that? Could you pull that lever-shaped stick?
Oh, sure, I'll pull this lever-shaped stick.
Huh, nothing happened. Oh, a giant anvil fell out of the ceiling and squashed them.
Well, you wouldn't expect that to happen given the trap door underneath them. Okay, and then the next one is a very important one, Cameron.
This is
the
very important one, and it's also it's the second to last one.
Yeah.
So I hope everyone's getting their appetites ready for the big final award after this. But this the second to last award, which is the biggest one so far, top monster. What is the top monster that we have covered this year? What is it going to be?
And I don't know.
I don't really know either. So my gut is telling me, even though like it's a little bit of a vanilla answer here, but I fucking love Pennywise. I think Pennywise is such an interesting, cool monster and is capable of like encompassing so much, and it doesn't feel like what they did with Hulk, where it's like, and then he can also do this, and then he can, like, it's, like, interesting, but also very cool. Like, Pennywise is, like, a whole town's history of horror. Like, I really like Pennywise. I also really like Snallygasters.
Yeah. I think Pennywise is also in the front runner for me, but I think that out of the two clown things that we did this year, I think Killer Clowns take it over Pennywise for me. I still have to think. I have to think if there's something I like more than Killer Clowns, but I have to think for a second. But Killer Clowns, I think, just based on my own personal taste, I think Killer Clowns are my kind of clown monster. My monster is almost always going to be a perfect 10 to me.
My top two are Pennywise and Scarecrows.
Oh, Scarecrows are really good, too. Damn.
I also thought, I mean, there was a lot of debate about bears as monsters, and I thought we made it clear that we were covering them specifically as monsters. You know, they were so socially viewed that way for a long time. I think studying bears through the lens of them being, like, folkloric monsters for a lot of human history, that bears are high up for me, too.
Yeah, bears are pretty high up. Yeah, I think if I had to do a top three, it would be Killer Clowns, Pennywise, and bears, maybe.
I think for me, it's Pennywise, bears, and beholders.
Beholders are really good too. Damn. Yeah. You know what? There's a lot of we did. I mean, listen. It's been a great year. I love monsters. It's even the ones I'm even looking at the ones that I didn't even like that much and being like, damn, these are awesome. It's been
me
awesome.
Too.
There's so much good stuff. I think Killer Clowns is going to take it for me, but it's crazy how good monsters are in general.
I think for me it's going to be Pennywise, so we'll have two awards here.
Two clown-themed awards.
Yeah, and this is another this is evidence that it's true. 2023 will be the year of the clown.
Yeah, 2022 already was, and 2023 will be again.
And so will be 2024.
Yeah, and every year thereafter. Well, yeah, I think get on up here, guys, for the penultimate award. Please accept it. And they did. Wow, it happened so fast.
Mm-hmm, they didn't have anything to say.
Now,
wait, we have one more, right?
Yeah, before we get to the one more, I wanted to do really quick. I felt like this is just a fun little sidebar to do that, you know, I wanted to do, in my opinion, the top five monsters of 2022 outside of the ones that we covered. Because when we talked about doing the monsters, we talked about, oh, should it just be the monsters we covered or should it just be any monster? And we decided to do the ones that we covered, which I think is the right choice. But I do just want to, I feel like I want to shout out what I thought were the coolest or best monster designs or monster ideas of 2022 really quick. So I'm going to go ahead and count them down like a countdown. Before we get to the exciting final award, which I know everyone can't wait to get to, so I'll try and do this fast. Number five is Gigan Rex from Godzilla versus Gigan Rex, which was a new variant of Gigan from this short film that got released for the anniversary of Godzilla versus Gigan that just recently happened, which I want to say was the 50th anniversary. But if I'm wrong, don't get me for that. And I thought that Gigan Rex was pretty cool. It was a good new twist on Gigan. If you haven't seen this short, it's on YouTube. It's pretty interesting. That just, it turns Gigan into almost kind of, it feels like a kind of mystical, and kind of just gives a new twist on a very goofy and fun monster. So I really liked Gigan Rex. Number four was a feral predator from the movie Prey. I don't know if you guys saw Prey. It was pretty sick. It was Predator, but a Predator prequel set in the, like, this like Native American woman is becoming a woman, the passage into womanhood with the hunt, and she has to hunt a predator, and they have this fucked up feral predator that's like ancient, and it, like, it looks so cool, and it was done mostly practical, and it kind of sucks that they enhanced some of it with CGI, but you can look up just the, like, behind the scenes footage of the pure practical costume, and it looks very cool. And I think the Predator is such a cool design that it's very cool to create like this low-tech primal version of it.
Wait, Cameron,
that's
hold
ultra
on.
Swag.
Before you move on to number two, three, and two, I'm gonna take my headphones off and look at the screen. But I haven't gotten around to seeing the movies of three and two yet, and I don't. And I've been able to avoid learning about those two things, so I don't want to learn about them. So I'm gonna take my headphones off.
Okay, great. I'll point at the screen. I'll give you a thumbs up when we're clear. Okay. Number three is Pyakon from Avatar: The Way of Water. Completely out of left field. I knew I was excited for Avatar 2, but I could not believe how much I loved the movie. Pyakon is an incredible monster, not a scary one, but just an incredible character. It's crazy that you can make a whale into a character that you feel for. It's basically Moby Dick with emotions, and as a character that befriends this Navi kid, and is fucking great. He gets some insane carnage at the end. If you haven't seen Avatar: The Way of Water, you got to go check it out. It's really great. Number two, which I'm sure is going to be a bunch of people's number one for this year, is Jean Jacket from Nope, which I guess I won't spoil too much about if you haven't seen the movie, but you should see the movie. It's a UFO type thing, and I just, the pedantic guy in me has to say, everyone's saying, wow, this is such a unique idea for a monster that's never been done before. Actually, Godzilla 2000 did this same type of UFO concept a little bit, so I just have to throw that out there because I like being pedantic about that kind of stuff. But it's a crazy monster, and it goes some really cool places, and it's just a good movie overall. And now I'm giving Kai the thumbs up that he can put his headphones back on.
I'm back.
And now I'm going to move to number one, which is from Elden Ring, and I feel like I could make this entire list could have been Elden Ring monsters if I wanted to, but I decided to do one per thing. And this is, you know, number one monster of 2022 for me. It was like so easy. I couldn't believe this thing when I saw it. Rykard, Lord of Blasphemy. What a fucking insane design. Truly, maybe one of the best monster designs of all time to me. One of the most uniquely, like, it just, like, I feel like so many times people try to capture something that looks demonic or, like, goetic or satanic, you know, something out of, like, the Dictionnaire Infernal or something. And this is the only time that that's really happened. Like, the snake with legs, with the hand, the face on it, the fucked up hand with too many fingers and rings, holding the sword with arms coming off it. If you haven't played Elden Ring, you should just search Rykard, Lord of Blasphemy cutscenes, because it's fucking crazy. The voice acting is so nasty. Truly an incredible monster. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Cameron, so I didn't finish Elden Ring. How close to, like, a final boss is he?
Depending on how he's like a side boss, so you can kind of do him whenever.
Okay.
Yeah.
He looks insane.
Also one of the coolest fights in the game. They finally got a gimmick fight right. Like, it's so fun to fight him. You have to check out the cutscene of when he changes into his second phase, because I like literally watched it maybe 10 times. Like, it was one of the bosses where and even though I tried him a bunch of times, every time I watched the cutscene because I was like, I can't believe this. Truly, truly insane.
He's disgusting.
He's absolutely disgusting, and he looks like genuinely like sorceress and evil. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, this is an insane design.
Yeah. And there's a move where he stands up on his little legs that are, like, on the that are attached to the snake body, and he just like jumps and slams down on the ground, and the shot of him like standing up on his legs on the snake body is so, and yeah, it's so good. It's easy number one for me. Can't be beat. But that's my top five monsters of 2022. Which I think was a pretty good year for monsters. I think monsters are coming back in a big way. In a big way. Rawr!
Rawr!
But that brings us to the final award of the Monsties, the one that we're so excited to get to present. And this is the first one that's actually in a sealed envelope.
Cameron, how about I'm going to hand this to you. Here.
I've got the envelope here. Yeah, so I'm reading the front of the envelope, which is what the award is. Let's see. Let me read it here. Oh, it's the award for Best Podcast. I didn't even know that was one of the awards in the Monsties. That's exciting. I wonder who's going
to
win. All right. Well, I'm going to open this up, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm having a little trouble here. Oh my God. What's printed here? Monster Crazy.
Are you serious?
I'm fucking serious. Holy
shit. Oh my
God.
We did it?
We won?
We have the best
podcast of 2022?
Oh my God.
A Monster Award for Best Podcast of 2022? Holy fucking shit.
Oh my God.
And it includes a little seal and a little award seal that we can put on our podcast cover. That's, oh my God.
Let's put it on there right now.
Okay, I'll put it on. I mean, this is, oh, I can't believe
this. I'm calling my grandma.
I am too. Gee, wow. Oh man, that is unreal. Thank you, Monstie Awards, for this honor.
Thanks.
I mean, do you want to give maybe a speech? Let's go one, let's switch off words here. Thank
you,
Monstie
Awards,
for
giving
us
this
elephant, I'm just kidding, award.
We
are
eternally
grateful.
Thanks. That's the end of the I think that's the end of the speech. Or should we keep doing it?
I think that's the end of the speech. Wow, what yeah. An honor.
And also, thank you to all of the people who listened to Monster Crazy in 2022.
Yeah.
And who gave us a little rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, thank you for everything that you guys did. I'm glad you guys liked the show. It's been a blast to do. We're going to keep doing it for the foreseeable future. And what do we have to do in order to keep doing it? What's the thing we have to do to be able to do another episode?
Oh my God! Yeah, that's right.
The
year. It's been such a night. You know, I'm drunk with the lights, the glamour,
and I'm drunk with the champagne.
And I'm drunk on rum that I've been sipping out of my flask in my shirt. But let's spin the wheel.
The first ever Wheel of Monster spin with a live monster audience. This
yeah,
is incredible.
They're probably holding their breath.
Yeah. Are you ready for me to spin the wheel?
Yeah, and there is almost every monster here tonight, so
We'll see. We can call them up on stage when we spin it, I guess.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm spinning it now. Here we go. All right, and I'm spinning it. Diplodon from Deep Star 6.
Wow. And
get on up here, Diplodon.
It looks like Diplodon from Deep Star 6 is up here now.
Well, I don't know what you look like, Diplodon.
I don't either.
But you kind of, there's even a though big... you're right in front of me.
Diplodon. Let's see. Oh, Diplodon from Deep... from what movie?
Deep Star 6.
Deep Star 6.
You, Diplodon, you look like a sea monster.
This looks like a video game. Is it not a video game? Wow, Diplodon, you look really cool, actually.
Yeah, you do.
I'm excited to learn more about you and your watery origins.
I can't wait to discover you.
Yeah, Diplodon, you look great. We'll be seeing you shortly.
All right, that'll be our first actual monster... coverage episode of 2023 will be Diplodon from Deep Star 6. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
for
you
for attending the Monsties. The bills are in the mail. You will be billed for the food and drink you consumed. And I think that's all for us.
Yeah, that's it. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night, Monstie. Woo!